DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has rallied tens of thousands of supporters in Istanbul. He denied he was a dictator and told them it was his duty to clear the city's Taksim Square that has been the focus of anti-government protests. Unrest has continued in Ankara and Istanbul, with police using tear gas to break up demonstrations. The protests against a plan to redevelop Istanbul's Gezi Park started at the end of May. They developed into widespread unrest in reaction to the authorities' crackdown on the protests. German Green Party politician Claudia Roth was in Gezi Park at the weekend.
I think it is of vital importance that we do not identify Turkey with Erdogan. Erdogan and his policy, his government, is not automatically Turkey. I think Europe has more than ever made clear that these Democrats in 88 provinces, they need support.
Taksim Square and Gezi Park have been cordoned off by the police. Deutsche Welle correspondent Dorian Jones is in Istanbul following events.
His speech was basically on two themes. He started off by talking about the international media stoking up the discontent and accusing them of working with dark foreign powers. He then suggested that they are working with conspirators within Turkey, singling out academics and teachers who he accused of leading Turkish youth astray, and then suggesting a possible purge by saying he no longer wants to see them in their jobs.
Two trade union groups have also called a one-day nationwide strike for Monday. In other news now, former South African President Nelson Mandela is said to have improved after spending 9 days in hospital. President Jacob Zuma said Mandela continued to engage with his family at the Pretoria hospital he's being treated in. During a speech, Zuma also asked that people join him in wishing Mandela a happy Father's Day. The 94-year-old is suffering from a lung infection. It's the fourth time he's been admitted for treatment since December. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas announced he will resign on Monday. He had been under pressure to quit since his chief of staff, Jana Nagyova, was charged with corruption and abuse of power on Friday. Two former MPs, an ex-minister and the current and former heads of military intelligence were also detained. President Miloš Zeman said the charges are serious. They were brought after armed police raids on government and private offices last week. Nečas' ruling coalition will try to form a new government. The leader will be nominated by his Civic Democratic Party. Israel has warned international pressure on Iran over its nuclear program shouldn't be eased after the election of a new president. Moderate reformist Hassan Rouhani won just over 50% of the vote in Friday's poll, replacing Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who had served the maximum 2 terms as president. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tehran's nuclear ambitions must be stopped by any means.
In any event, Iran's ruler, the so-called supreme leader, is the one who determines the nuclear policy and not the president. The more pressure exerted on Iran, the greater the chances to bring an end to Iran's nuclear weapons program. 15 years ago, the election of another Iranian president, considered a moderate by many in the West, did not result in a change in Iran's aggressive nuclear program.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin also said he was confident Rouhani will further strengthen Moscow-Tehran relations. British Prime Minister David Cameron said Britain and Russia can overcome their differences to bring an end to the killing in Syria. During talks at Downing Street in London, Cameron said they had disagreements over the civil war, but shared a common aim to end the conflict. The two met ahead of the G8 summit in Northern Ireland on Monday and Tuesday. Many people were still homeless in Germany at the weekend after major floods in the eastern south of the country. Water levels have begun to level off around the Elbe River, slightly easing the situation. Federal and regional authorities have been arguing over how to finance €8 billion in flood relief work. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.